Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
Hello, Jamie.
Hello, Adam.
How's everything in the land of solar this week?
Very scary for Halloween. I always thought it'd be fun to do an adult haunted house where you could, you know, walk through as a young adult and there's like the insurance room and, you know, and all that stuff. And everyone's screaming and super depressed on the way out. But yeah.
Now you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, a couple scary things coming up that you hinted at last week, which was the large rate increase that PG&E is throwing out there to the CPUC, the Public Utilities Commission, and they're seeking a 14% increase in electricity rates starting 2024. So that's already on top of, you know, 2023, 2022. So, you know, as the benefits have decreased, you know, the carrot side,
right,
the stick is coming fast. And so when I'm talking to people and explaining, they're just hang their head and they're like, how do we ever stop this? And so, you know, solar is not as great as it was under the NEM 2.0, but PG&E is sure going to make it more attractive as rate increases continue and they try and extract more and more money out of people. So really the only solution is generating your own power, storing it on site, using it as you need to. And, you know, hopefully you won't run out of roof space or real estate. So you can just keep adding more solar as things get more electric cars, electric heat pumps, electric hot water heaters. And, you know, pool heater, everything that's natural gas right now, probably in the next 10 years is going to be converted to electricity. And that's very scary for a lot of people because we do rely on natural gas a ton. And PG&E makes a lot of money off of natural gas. But this way they make a lot more on electricity, apparently.
So wow, really?
They're really okay. That's what, you know, just from, you know, the macro view. And then another really scary thing that's coming up for commercial projects is that, and we've talked about this before on a previous podcast, it's the AB 2143, and that makes it so any commercial project over 15 kilowatts, so right now that's about 27 solar panels. So if you have a commercial building, you're putting 27 is now going to be a commercial project. That's going to be subject to prevailing wage. And what that means is right now, most solar companies don't have a solar union for their installers, but prevailing wage means that they want it to be for as if they were in a union. So they would get paid more, which is great, but it's going to significantly increase the costs. And the intention is that union electricians can now compete with the non-union electricians for or solar companies for solar projects because they are forced to have union representation, union wages. But yeah, so this is kind of the first step in the electricians union kind of folding in solar into their union. And
interesting.
Yeah, so it's going to be very interesting. You absolutely have that right, because this will definitely, you know, for in the short term, if projects on the commercial side pay for themselves in, let's say, 3 to 4 years, now it's going to be in the 6 to 8 year range. And so where cost conscious commercial providers are going to be like, what in the world? Why would I ever do solar? So we in the solar industry, we definitely see that it's going to dramatically slow down the commercial projects. And until the cycle continues of electricity rates just going out of control and people just, there's nothing I can do other than increase add solar, even though it doesn't make as much sense as it did in 2023. So all of the commercial people that are, if you're in a building and you're listening to this podcast and you're in California, which, even if you're not in California, California is kind of the tip of the spear on these projects and, these policies. So it's really a matter of time before it starts reaching out to other areas of the country. And probably Texas is next with this prevailing wage thing. So, it's a lot of Californians escaping to Texas thinking, oh, it's going to be so much better. And then maybe it is, maybe it isn't. So it's different ways of looking at it, I guess. But those are two big things that are happening this week and happening very fast. And 2024 will be here before we know it. Go ahead.
I have a question.
I know.
Do you know what, relating to your first scary story, Yeah. Would you happen to know how much PG&E rates, the last time I read about their increase, it was like in the 20 to 23%. Range or something, but that was spread out over a certain number of years. It was, I don't know whatever happened to that. Do you know?
Well, it depends on the sector, because if you're in the residential sector, you've probably seen a 15% increase this year.
Yeah.
And it also depends if you're a high energy user or if you're a low energy user. And so the high energy users definitely saw a 20 to 30% increase. So
wow.
If you use a lot of air conditioning in the summer, or pretty soon, if you use a lot of heat in the winter, if we have a tremendously cold winter where people are using their electric heat pumps a lot, then we're going to see just massive, massive electricity bills, because there's not as much solar during that time. There's not as much hydroelectric during that time. So it's just it's going to be fascinating to see what happens, see how it goes. But yeah, it's certainly the noose on the solar industry is closing slowly. So it's PG&E, certainly, like I said, they will make it more compelling as we move forward, because they still will be in money. Their stock price is going crazy. Every solar stock is taking a dramatic turn for downward. So
wow,
almost all solar stocks are really floundering, if not dropping like a rock. So yep. Scary story.
Sounds pretty bleak.
Well, as we always talk about, solar industry is, everyone who's in the business definitely refers to it as the solar coaster. Some years we get the Inflation Reduction Act, where the tax credit goes from 26% to 30%. And everyone's, yee-haw, oh my God, that's going to really help everything. And then, the same year, the depreciation expense for commercial projects, the rules on that change. So like, oh, that's no good, because it evens out. And then we say, oh no, net energy metering 2.0. Well, it still makes sense if you're willing to buy a battery and maybe two batteries. And it still breaks even now. If you did solar, it's the break-even times are in the 6 to 7 year range. And then if you do two batteries, it's in the 6, the lowest one I've seen is 6 years, but 6 to 8 year range. Mm-hmm. So that's probably where the utility industry wants to see solar breaking even. And then if you're on the commercial side, they probably think 2 to 4 years is too short of a time. And so they probably want to see it to be in the 6 to 8 year range. So in any event, it's definitely a balancing act. Definitely, you have to navigate this industry. If you're in the industry, you're going to have to make some big, big changes. If you're thinking about going to the solar business, because pretty much lots of young people I talk to are thinking about, oh, I'd love to, go into solar, and where they're talking to me about it anyway. And I'm like, well, yeah, get ready for it's not a low stress business for sure, but it is very, very rewarding and it's a lot of fun. And if you want things to stay the same, this is not the business to be in. It is definitely something happening.
Gosh, the solar coaster.
Yeah, right. It is a solar coaster, but yeah, it's always something. Did you have another question?
That was my main one, because I've seen all of those news stories where, you know, I guess it's just the headlines where it's like PG&E is asking for, you know, 25% more.
Yeah.
Or, you know, over the next 5 years. And you're like, wait, what? How much inflation did we have this year? And then
inflation is one of them, but they're still paying for the fires, and they have some big. So California was basically on fire in 2022.
Right.
And a lot, you know, a few of those were caused by PG&E, but they want to really start tearing out all these trees that are in the power lines. And they're making big efforts to put power lines underground, which has its own set of issues. You know, we just had a 5.6 earthquake here in California, and who knows if the gas lines are leaking now, but, in any event, scary.
Life of the party. Oh boy. Just coming and everyone goes, oh boy.
Yeah. Well, it is, like I said, it's definitely some parties, definitely some swing low, sweet chariot. But, other than that, it's definitely a lot of fun, and it never a shortage of content for this podcast, for sure.
Thank goodness.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Oh boy. All right. Thanks a lot, Jamie. We're going
to
wrap it up there.
Better to know than to not know, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
All right. We are going to wrap it up there. So if you have a question for Jamie for an upcoming episode, go to our Facebook page, Straight Talk Solarcast, and you can send us a message through there. If you would like to go through or visit a library of our past episodes, stretching years back, covering every topic under the sun about solar, you can go to solarharmonics.com, click on the podcast link at the top of the page, and explore that library at your leisure. And finally, if you have a friend considering going solar, please refer this podcast to them, because they will thank you for it, because it will save them thousands upon thousands of dollars over the life of their system. What better friend is that, we always ask? I don't know. So until next time, see you.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com, and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.